Facebook has announced new steps to protect users' personal information following the Cambridge Analytica data leak. One is a new tool that will make sure advertisers have permission to access personal email data. Another will make it easier for Facebook users to update their privacy settings. Today, Vox published an interview with CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who defended the company's advertising model.
If you want to build a service that helps connect everyone in the world, there are a lot of people who can't afford to pay. Therefore, as with a lot of media, having an advertising-supported model is the only rational model that can support building the service to reach people.
And despite this public relations campaign, many people are choosing to opt out of Facebook. Ben Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. And Ben, what should people do if they've decided to keep Facebook and they want more control?
Okay, so Peter, this is something I think about a lot. And for one thing, I think there's a paradigm shift that needs to happen for users. You know, I say this over and over, and people say this in the security world all the time. If the service is free, you are the product, right? It really is something to remember when you behave as you behave online, whatever service you're using. You can delete Facebook, sure. And if you want, you can delete Facebook and keep Facebook Messenger, by the way. And that would allow you to stay in contact with friends, which for my money is actually Facebook's best feature. It's kind of a directory of people you know. But if you want to keep Facebook, this is a good time to really dig in and do some spring cleaning for your privacy settings. The best way to do that is if you're looking at Facebook on your computer, there's an arrow in the top right-hand corner of the screen. You click on that and you go into settings, then look on the left of the screen and you can click on privacy. Mm-hmm. This is where you should look at all of your settings, your privacy settings personally. You can see what you post. You can see your email or phone number and who you've provided that to. One that I like to turn off in this section is the one where search engines will pull up your profile and results. You can actually control whether or not that happens. And I like to turn that off personally.
So you can make little adjustments to each one of these things.
Exactly, for your personal privacy settings, yeah.
Huh. You know, I wonder how many people know you can do that, because I just learned that you can click on that arrow, you can go into the settings tab, and you can look at the ads tab, and you can see the profile that Facebook has created for you that companies use to target you with ads. And some coworkers and I did that this morning. It shows, you know, for instance, that one of us returned from a trip in the past 2 weeks, that one of us lives with a roommate, that one's a fan of U.S. soccer, another person lives far away from home. Facebook knows that, and companies are using that information to target you. So Facebook is vying for transparency, but it was a surprise to everybody in the room that these profiles existed.
Well, you know, I would say don't be surprised, because this has been happening for a long time. But yeah, I mean, it is really interesting and kind of eye-opening to go into the ad setting in your settings on Facebook and look and see what kind of information different advertisers might see about you in your data profile. And this, you know, if you've been on Facebook for a little while, this is being built over time. I just went in today and I noticed, for instance, that because I'd done some furniture shopping recently, in my interests, there was a bunch of information about that. Hmm. And I could actually X that stuff out so that advertisers no longer really saw that in my data profile. You can also see which advertisers you've interacted with on Facebook. So if you've clicked on an ad, things like that, or if you've liked a certain page of a company. And you can turn off certain information. Like if I don't want the world to know I'm married, for instance, yeah, I can switch off that information so that Facebook doesn't give it to advertisers. So you really do have a lot of control, but you have to dig into it. Facebook sort of, you know, counts on a lot of users probably not doing that. And it provides the tools for users to do it. So if you want to be a responsible user of the platform, it really does help you to dig into this stuff.
Okay, if you've decided, if you're one of those people who says, I'm done with Facebook and you leave it, is there anything out there that is going to be as satisfying that would replace it?
Well, how do you get your satisfaction out of Facebook, Peter? That's the question, right?
A lot of people aren't really getting satisfaction out of it anymore.
Totally. And it really depends on what you use Facebook for. If it's for communication, then you already do have a lot of options that aren't Facebook. You have Twitter or Instagram, which is admittedly owned by Facebook, everything from WhatsApp to Viber to Telegram. You know, I use one called Signal, which is very privacy-oriented when it comes to texting. texting or phone calls. And, you know, if you want to keep up with what others are doing, there are plenty of social media companies that help you do that. This is a moment where people are talking a lot about different apps that would, quote, replace Facebook, right? There's one called Mastodon that seems designed to replace Twitter and Facebook. Vero is another one. But where I come down on that is don't sign up for random social networks unless you really feel like a lot of your friends or family are already there.
Right.
And there's actual value to you being there, too. Now, a lot of these services are flashes in the pan. And at the end of the day, again, you're giving your data to these services. And a good question to ask is, do I need this? You know, honestly, for my money, the best replacement for Facebook sometimes might be email, like email your aunt that article instead of waiting for her to awkwardly comment on your post about it.
Huh. All right. Ben Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.